What kind of sick bastard would rape a cast bronze statue?
I've run some numbers, sir. According to math, a man's junk could never have done this kind of damage.
What then? I want some answers, damn it!
A gorilla, sir. A gorilla's junk would be big enough.
Some sort of raping gorilla? Good Lord, it must have been rape ape.
Jack, I've got no record of a villain named Rape Ape.
Of course there's a Rape Ape. He's that guy who's going around raping these statues. Just put that in the file, access it, and read it back to me.
Okay, here it is.
Well, what does it say?
Rape Ape. That guy who is going around raping these statues.
Case closed.
Boosh!
Good job. That was easy.
No, Jack, case not closed.
What?
If Rape Ape existed, which, to reiterate, he doesn't, you'd still have to catch him.
Okay, fine. Then what about this guy below Rape Ape?
Mm-hmm. Rapier Ape?
Yeah, and look at his name, Rapier Ape. He's obviously taken raping to a whole new level.
Rapier Ape is retired.
Oh, my God. Tell me there isn't a Rapiest Ape.
Oh, my God.
Rapier Ape is retired, and he's called that because he wields a rapier.
He wields another rapist?
No, a rapier. It's a sword used in fencing.
That is just sick. He rapes people with a sword?
Oh, man, that's gross.
That is sick.
Gosh, I'd rather be raped with a penis.
And you just may get your wish.
Wait.
Where is he now?
No, it's not a wish.
Oh, God.
Welcome, everyone, to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks podcast. We didn't do one this Sunday. I had some stuff going on with my work and my t-shirts and all that, so I thought maybe, you know, I would just talk to you for a while. You know, it's a Tuesday night, and I'm sitting around in my underwear, and I was thinking maybe I should talk to my anonymous podcast friends and just, you know, give them a little update on my life, because I'm sure they're, you know, curious. You know, hey, what's going on with Mike? So, yeah, I'm sitting here, you know, by myself. Thought I'd do one alone here. But lately, when we've been going out to the bars and whatnot, I've been getting a lot of requests, primarily from Chris Dick, wanting me to tell whatever new person around about my medical issue that I've been having as of late, which turns out not to be a medical issue at all, which I guess I'll get into later. So, you know, of course, when it comes to doing the podcast, I've kind of been hesitant to share it because it's a kind of embarrassing, but, you know, my life, for the most part, is an open book, and I do share my innermost thoughts and whatever with everyone. And I thought, hey, if I'm going to tell my friends, why not tell my podcast friends as well? So, but when it came down to it, instead of sitting around and, you know, telling the story to my television set while I record this, I thought it would be so much easier just to record the story on my phone and play it back, and if I need to jump in and clarify something, you know, for the sake of whatever, then I will do that. But what this will be is a replay of our conversation from the bar after a hockey game last Thursday, and you'll kind of notice that it seems that the bar conversations that we have, you know, are us and our friends, are very similar to the podcast. We just kind of do the podcast out at the bar because, you know, that's just, I guess, how we talk. So it's not really a put-on, the whole podcast thing. That's just kind of how we talk to each other, which, listening back, I was kind of like, wow, this sounds a lot like the podcast, only in a bar and with people that don't usually do it with us. So honestly, I didn't tell anybody that I was recording this, so I hope nobody's offended. Nobody talks about anything but my butthole anyway, so I don't think that I would be betraying anybody's trust by playing it. But, you know, if somebody's offended, you know, sorry. But so here it is. This is our conversation from Thursday night, recorded for your entertainment. I hope you enjoy it.
Oh, I want to hear your story.
Yeah! Story time!
Mike, why are
Yay!
You old?
Yay! Story time! Okay. You're right. All right, here comes the story.
Mike's old man story time.
Come
old
on.
Story time?
Let's hear about the rectum.
Wait, I already know the story.
Yeah, Chris already knows the story.
Yeah, but he still wants to hear it.
So,
oh, yeah, I do.
About
he just laughed like a creepy old goat.
It's funny.
It's the beard. All
right.
About a month ago, I'm having this problem with my butt.
Oh, it is a butt story. Oh, yeah. I appreciate it. That works perfect. No, that's perfect. Thanks.
Yeah, that's not very good.
That's not.
Yeah, it's going to be bad. How is that? You like that?
And then what happened, Mike?
Anyway, your butt
what
hurt.
The symptoms, Mike?
It doesn't hurt. Well, I mean, now it kind of hurts because I've been scratching it so much. But a month ago, it didn't.
It kind of hurts now.
So.
Isn't this called hemorrhoids when your butthole hurts?
About a month ago, I got this tickle in my butthole. It doesn't hurt, it doesn't itch, it tickles. It's like a constant tickle, like
one knuckle.
Like it's somebody's taking a feather, like right at the very, you know, top of my butthole. And so
does your poop hole roll out?
No.
Oh.
No. And so, I'm like, what the hell is going on with my butthole? I don't...
So naturally you start scratching.
So, I mean, I try to scratch it and it doesn't do anything. It just constantly tickles no matter what I do. In fact, if I scratch it, it tickles and itches more.
So you have poison ivy on your butthole.
Question. How do you scratch your butthole?
You scratch it.
Don't ever shake his hand.
Do you, do one of these afterwards?
Yeah, do you sniff it?
Sniff it? Well, I mean, you kind of look at it and see if there's a consistency, and then you just go about your day.
No.
He doesn't
go right back to
the
bathroom.
No, wait a minute. He doesn't go to the bathroom and wash his hands.
Go back to eating potatoes.
I love Doritos. So,
my limited knowledge of butthole problems, I think, well, I must have, like, the hemorrhoids or something. And so I go and I get me some Preparation H. Put the Preparation H on my butthole. Does nothing. Does absolutely nothing. For a week, I put the Preparation H on my butthole in the morning and at night. Nothing.
Yeah, but how does it go on to?
Oh. So when you get... Have you ever bought Preparation... Jesse, have you ever bought Preparation H before? When you get the Preparation H, it's like a tube, but it comes with this big plastic attachment that you, like, screw onto the top of the Preparation H.
It's called an applicator.
So then you jam it up your ass, and there's, like, holes throughout it, so
that
it evenly distributes... Preparation H throughout your butthole.
You jam the tube up your ass?
That's what it says to do. Wow. So you jam this thing up your ass, and it has holes so that it puts the Preparation H in your butthole. So I try. It says to do it for a week. If it does nothing, consult a doctor. So I'm thinking to myself, well, shit, this isn't working. I'll try something else. So... I figure that if I keep scratching it, it's only going to get worse. But, like, I can't... It's so irritating, like, the constant itch and tickle of my butthole. And so what I've determined that I can do to stop it from constantly itching is I get in the bathtub...
Oh, God.
...and I scoot under the faucet with my legs in the air against the wall. And I angle my butthole directly under the faucet. And I turn the faucet, like, really high and then pour really hot water on my butthole because that stops it from itching. Like,
can you get a picture of this?
No, no. In fact, like my bathroom has two doors. There's like an inner bathroom and an outer bathroom. And when I'm doing this when Laura's home, I lock both doors. Because
she know that you do this? Have you told her?
No. If she saw me do this, that would be it. She'd be like, I'm never going to be able to look at you the same again. You're pouring water into your butthole. So, no. So, like when I pour the hot water on my butthole, it like tricks my butthole into not itching.
What did you and Laura do that caused you to have your butthole tingle?
Nothing. Nothing.
So basically, what you're saying is when you do an enema, it feels good.
No, water's not going into my butt. It's going onto my butt.
No, I disagree. It definitely is going into your butt.
But when I stand up, there'd be like water coming out of my butt, right? I mean, it doesn't just go in there and stay in there.
It might.
Maybe it's in there.
It could. Does your poop just come out all the time?
Yeah.
Okay.
You got a point. Your sphincter closes.
So,
you can shut it off.
Plan B is... I tried like a powder and that didn't do anything. It just made me mad.
So you put Gold Bond on your butthole?
Yeah.
I think you need to go back to just using hemorrhoids.
And so then I went to something called Tux, which is like these little white things that like you put into your butt and then just leave in your butt. And then
what? Hey, do you wear
I don't know. They just disappear in my butt.
Yeah, a man pond.
Do you wear underwear under your jock and everything?
Yeah. I mean, and so, like...
They're like underwear that you wash daily?
So how much does Laura know about this?
She knows I'm having butt problems. Okay. So, like... Like weeks go by and I'm still having this problem and I don't know what to do. And so I'm just doing the faucet thing like multiple times a day. Like on my lunch break from work, I go home and do the faucet thing. So but anyway, okay. So
wait, time out.
I'm telling my butthole story, Kenny.
He has an apartment above the office.
So my mom says,
is that what that little fucking tub is?
My mom says to me, you know,
like a 10 by 10.
Michael, sometimes when you're fat, you sweat a bunch and it gets moist down there.
You, Chris.
Maybe you have butthole jock itch.
Mike sent me a text that said, my mom fixed my butthole.
That's what I was like, maybe you got fucking athlete's foot in the butt.
Well, that's and so she bought me some Tough Actin Tenactin for my butthole.
Did it work?
Did she spray it up your ass?
No.
Boom!
It worked for like 3 days. And like,
boom,
I was like, oh my god, my butthole is cured.
Write this whole thing down and mail it to John Madden.
Oh my god.
And I thought for sure.
Oh my god.
My butthole just had some jock itch. I'm good now.
John Madden.
It really took to the tough act.
But then after 3 days, it took a terrible turn for the worse.
So, I was...
And, like, it's terrible now. It's just terrible. And nothing works. Nothing works.
You need to go to, like, proctologist.
Huh?
It's just a tickle, right?
No.
Well, see, the problem isn't, like, I just deal with it, like, when I'm awake. But when I'm asleep, I just scratch it like crazy. Because, like, my mind isn't thinking, don't scratch it.
I smell some ketchup and onions.
I'm really looking forward to see how your doctor's
coming. I really want to know where the fuck my goddamn wings are.
Is there any way
pizza
you can bring a recorder to
pizza?
I don't know. But
I want to hear you explain it to them.
Wings
well,
takes 10 minutes at the most.
The doctor's office, when I called them, I kind of told her, I said to her, I said,
Mike, you realize she said, everybody in this bar Mike knows about care. Your ass.
She said, what's the issue? And I said, I don't know. It's like a hemorrhoidal thing. I don't know. There's something going on back there.
Yeah. I tried to tell my old lady about mine.
Yeah.
She was like, I don't know. Go to a doctor. I'm like, you're a fucking PICU nurse. Why the fuck ain't you telling me what's wrong?
And so,
did you make her look at it?
No.
Did you chase her around the house?
Well, you know, I've told this story in front of Beth twice now, and I'm waiting for her to say, you know, let me take a look. And it hasn't happened yet. I mean, you know.
My
wife. I mean, she's a professional. She can take
That's
a look, tell me what's
my
going on.
Her. She wouldn't even
look at your butthole. Get up on the table and
no, she was like, "Do you want me to look at it?" I'm like, "Fuck no." That's weird.
Look at it and tell you.
I can deal with a guy looking at it. My wife? No. That's weird.
Yeah.
Way too much.
You guys okay?
About taking pictures?
No.
So another thing that I tried, which I didn't mention on the in that conversation, is I was reading about things that could possibly cause this issue, and one of the things that it said it could be is like pinworms or some kind of worms, and they were giving, you know, methods of getting rid of them, and one of them was to take lots of fiber supplements. Garlic pills and fuck, what was the other one? I don't know. There was another thing too, another vitamin of some sort. And so I went and bought one of those daily pill things that old people get, and I filled it up with vitamins and was taking that for a couple of days. Yeah, it didn't do anything. I guess it made me healthier, but it didn't stop my problem with my butthole. So, but. Today was the day that I went to the doctor, and I got a doctor. I just picked one out from my insurance. It was a general family practitioner, and so I just picked the one out that was closest to my apartment. And it when we pulled up, there was no parking spots. There was a parking area, and the cars were just kind of sprawled out throughout the parking area, and I mean there was no line or order or anything to them. You just kind of picked a spot, and it kind of looked like a junkyard that you go and you pull pieces off of random cars. You know, if you're missing a knob or something, you go and you find it and you pull it off and you say, "Hey man, how much for this?" So. We pull in this parking area, and the doctor's office itself was like a series of, like, it looked like the motel from the movie Identity, if you ever saw Identity, the John Cusack movie. Yeah, it was okay, so, I mean, you know, don't go see it just to see what that is, but it looked like a really shitty rundown horror movie motel. And, you know, you had to walk down like a big creepy aisleway to get to this guy's office. And we walk in. My girlfriend came with me. And we walked in, and you're immediately greeted by a fish tank, and this huge fish tank. And it had three little goldfish in it, and one of them was dead. So I guess two goldfish and a dead goldfish. So we go in and we fill out the paperwork, and my appointment was for 12:15, so we got there at about 11:45 because I figured there'd be paperwork, and we do the paperwork and I hand it back, and so it's about maybe 11:55. My appointment is until 12:15, and this doctor's office is really small. There's nobody anywhere. I mean, there was no real cars in the parking lot. There was a couple of cars in the parking lot. All of the other offices appeared to be vacant, and I mean, there wasn't anybody else in the waiting room. It was just us in this abandoned motel-looking place with one woman who worked the front desk, one nurse, and one doctor. And so the doctor's office was about as big as my kitchen. So we're sitting in the waiting room for 30 minutes, and the doctor and his two female employees were sitting 3 feet away from us talking about what they had watched on TV the night before and basically anything except, you know, me and my butthole. So, you know, they had no patience. They had no anything. And we ended up getting in late. I didn't get in until about 20, 25 after for a 12:15 appointment because they had to talk about CSI for a while. And so the nurse took me into the waiting room, and, you know, I walk in, I sit down, and I'm looking over at the exam table, and all I can notice is that there's a pillow, and they have like a medicated cloth over the pillow, and I'm thinking, oh man, if this guy's going to be digging around in my asshole, you know, my face is probably going to be pressed up against this fucking towel here, and you know, there's probably a reason that towel's there. I better not, you know, miss and get on the pillow, because then I'll get something on my face. And so, you know, she asked me about my medical history, and I don't really have any. I don't take any medication. I haven't really been sick or anything. And so then the doctor comes in, and he talks to me for a minute or two, and then he shows me his Lance Armstrong bracelet, and we talk about Lance Armstrong for, you know, 7 or 8 minutes. I guess that's the icebreaker for the eventual drop your shorts. But so, you know, he says, you know, drop your pants, and I drop my pants, and he talks to me about Lance Armstrong, and then, you know, he says he wants to feel on my balls, and, you know, that happens. So, you know, he felt on my balls, and then he took a step back, and he said, now I want to see you feel on your balls. And I'm like, okay. So, you know, I feel on my balls, and he just kind of watched with raised eyebrows as I, you know, play with my balls. And then he talked to me about my balls for a few more minutes and showed me pictures of balls and, you know, what the insides of my balls look like. And, you know, that was really exciting. And then we got to the main event. He told me to bend over, and he said, I'm going to get me some jelly. So he got him some jelly, and he stuck a finger in my ass, and it wasn't really all that fun, to be honest with you, but, you know, I was a big boy, and I didn't, you know, scream or anything. And so his diagnosis of the butthole problem that I've now been having for a month and a half was that there was nothing wrong with my butthole. I don't have anything going on. There was no conclusion. I don't know where that leaves me, because, you know, obviously I'm having some sort of issue, but, he told me, you know, there's nothing physically wrong with your butthole. And so, call me if it is still bothering you in a week or two. And, you know, it's been bothering me for a month and a half. But so that's where I'm at. I don't have anything wrong with my butthole, other than it tickles and itches like crazy. Something's going on with my butthole, dude. So, yeah, now all of our fans in Malaysia and across the world know all about my butthole. And I hope you enjoyed it. Hug my penis. Goodbye.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Everybody, there's like 100 ways to follow us. I'm going to give you all of them. Maybe you're a blog person. Well, wfodix.blogspot.com. That's our blog. If you just like our website, wfodix.podbean.com. That's our homepage. If you're a Twitter person, @wfodix. Maybe you're super anti-technology and you just like to use the phone. 314-266-WFOD. That's 314-266-WFOD. 9363. Or if you just want to email us, wfodix@live.com. See you in hell, faggots!